Well, hello. We continue the Spiritual Disciplines mini course. And this week we're getting into Sabbath keeping.
That's right.
So what is Sabbath keeping? Sabbath keeping is defined as a regular and repeated time of rest that helps us commune and enjoy God and all He has made. So Sabbath keeping is something that we should be doing, just like all these spiritual disciplines, to enhance and grow our relationship with Christ as Christians.
Yeah, and I love that we see God set this example of Sabbath at the very beginning of creation. On the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing, and He rested from all His work. Then the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy because He rested from all the work of creating He had done. And that's Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3. And so what I love about this spiritual discipline is, again, it's one that has been instilled from the very beginning of time.
Right, and kind of sets the example for right away. So the featured passage we have here is Matthew 12, verse 9 through 12. Going on from that place, He went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked Him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath."
So I love that feature passage. I mean, one of the things that we see actually in the gospel a lot is the Pharisees trying to trip Jesus,
right,
and, you know, kind of come up with come up with something to put against Him. And what we see in this passage again is not only it does teach us about the Sabbath, but what I just love about it too is, again, the heart of Jesus. It's like, if we're hurting or something's wrong, like, it's lawful for us to do good on the Sabbath day. So
right.
Their kind of whole point was just so, again, mute in a way. So, yeah, He put in the beginning of creation that He wants the Sabbath to be a day that is both blessed and provides the rest that we need from work.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, that kind of third sentence there, the Pharisees, and unfortunately many times us as well, do not always understand the Sabbath day. You know, it's not something we should take lightly as it were
right.
The Ten Commandment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, I think this passage kind of shows a legalistic view of it almost,
right,
where it's more about rule following than actually enjoying the framework set out. So, you know, honoring and keeping it holy doesn't necessarily mean taking that view on it that we
right.
see in
they
the
try to definitely twist it and pervert it into a way that, oh, you shouldn't be able to heal on the Sabbath
right.
kind of thing, opposed to, again, what the Sabbath is really about and what it can do in our relationship even with God.
Exactly. And then, the note here that says the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So in Mark 2, 23 through 27, we see this verse. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as His disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to Him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He answered, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the days of Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat. And he also gave some of his companions. And he also gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.'" So kind of a similar
yeah.
situation there of
the
using, you know, this kind of tricky like language. But yeah, in this verse we see that the Pharisees had made the Sabbath more of a burden, and we see, you know, that Jesus is the lawgiver, but He created the Sabbath
yeah.
with the original intent of rest and celebration, not as a burden.
Right. It's not a downer. Like, and I think
yeah.
the Pharisees were making it seem like, you know, the Sabbath is this, again, a legalistic thing that we need to do this on the Sabbath only.
Right.
And I think, you know, God again is saying, you know, I made this for man because I want you to take time to rest in Me, and I want you to take time to celebrate all of the beautiful things you have in your life and that have come from Me and been a blessing from Me. And so I really, really like that a lot.
Right, and it's not something that's restrictive. It's more of a time of rest where we can be relieved of these things that the world
right.
puts on us. So
yes.
So we do have some discussion questions to reflect on. So the first one, is it hard for you to set aside time from your work and the busyness of your life?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like everyone might have a similar answer.
Yeah,
that one.
I think so. And I think that, you know, I think a lot of times, like even for myself, I can teeter between like when I am trying to rest, feeling the guilt, like I need to be like doing this with my house cleanup, or I need to be working on this for school or work, or so I think I battle that. And then there's other times where it's really easy to just like not do anything. Yeah. So I guess, you know, I can do both, but I think there is something to be said about when I am taking those times of rest, am I doing it in that intentional sense of, yeah, I am setting aside all work today and I am going to spend it. First and foremost, the first fruit's going to go to God, but then secondly, it is a day to spend with my family or my friends or spend with God's people in church and all those different things, again, that the Sabbath really can be. And we do have to set aside those kind of constant responsibilities. Again, in our digital age, I really believe that we can always keep working a lot of times. I mean, especially like what we do where it is all online. It's like it is so easy to just keep going and keep doing it. And so, yeah, I think it probably is hard for a lot of you to set aside that time for the Sabbath.
Yeah, definitely. And I kind of hear you saying that there is an extreme of like that laziness, though, where that's where we can, you know, kind of fall into the pitfall of, you know, there is a structure laid out for us on Sunday. It's not just laying that all day.
Exactly.
You know, there is a purpose to it still.
Yeah.
So then, you know, is Sabbath keeping something you do on a weekly basis, right? There's a Sunday every week, so therefore that is, you know, that's a pretty laid out schedule there. And I think, you know, there's something to be said with the other spiritual disciplines. I think it can almost be harder to get those into routine, whereas this is something, you know, the routine's already set out for us. So I think
many of us have work off on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Now, some people do work on Sunday, I know, but a lot of us have that already kind of given in a way, and then you've got a lot of times church on Sunday that people are going to. So it kind of does set up this day where, yeah, it's a habit that's easier to get into sometimes and actually do. So yeah, I think that it's important to look at, are you keeping it weekly? But then if you keep it weekly, how does it help you fulfill God's intention for the Sabbath and why he made that day?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a great question to ask, and I'm interested in everyone's response because, like you said, there are a lot of challenges with whether it's, you know, putting down your phone and focusing more on your family, or whether it's logging off of work, whatever that may be, or, you know, other recreational distractions. I know that in my family, Sunday oftentimes became a time for golf instead of for Sabbath keeping. So, you know, there's these intentional things we can do to make sure that that time is set aside.
Absolutely. We're going to keep digging into Sabbath next week on this mini course. So, yeah, we have more to go on this, but yeah, reflect on these questions and think about what has your Sabbath keeping been looking like.